committee hearing. I am Eric Blomgren from the New Jersey Gasoline Convenience Store Association. Just to be clear, we do not oppose this specific bill. In fact, several of the increased regulations we're okay with or even in support of. We support the new mandate for electronic ID verification. We submit a lengthy testimony on this that gets into a lot of technical changes that we would like to see, which I will leave for your review and not get into now. Probably the most important one is a change to the provision in the bill that bans the sale of a vaping liquor with nicotine content more than 2% effective 4 months after the date of passage. The issue we have with that is not the the fundamental question of a nicotine cap, it's the effectiveness. Basically, there are no products, at least cartridge products right now, that meet that standard. And the problem is it's not just the question of can the manufacturer go to a factory, flip a switch, and start selling 2%. The problem is that because of the FDA Tobacco Control Act provisions, they actually can't bring, legally, they can't bring new vaping products to market. The only ones they can sell are the ones that were on sale in August 2016 when the FDA deemed vaping products to be part of the Tobacco Control Act. So those are allowed to stay on the market until May of 2020, which is right when this bill would be going into effect, at which point they can only stay on the market if the manufacturer submits an application to the FDA for approval. So far, Reynolds is the only major that has done that already. It was 150,000 pages long, so it takes about a year to go through. Once they approve the basic product, any change to it, including a lowering of the nicotine cap, has to go through a subsequent approval. So under the current language, it would effectively ban the cartridges, at least for several years. So I think changing that to 5% and maybe phasing in over a longer period of time to a lower percent would be more effective. So that's the main thing I would want to highlight. And then there are other changes we would request that are in the test.
Well, 5% is what the highest Juul content, right? And 3% is the next lowest?
Yes. And Juul, there's some in between. I think the one that Juul Reynolds submitted, I think, was 4.
And Juul doesn't offer a 2% or 2 milligram here.
Yeah, and because they didn't in August 2016, they can't without going through the whole.
Yeah, but they offer a 3.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.